Have you ever had the devil on your case and you just know it? His temptations are so powerful. He's knocking you around so much. It's easy to start believing that he's just as powerful as God himself. But that simply isn't true. Hi, I'm Bernie Diner, and welcome to the program as we continue taking a look at some of Satan's great lies from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming in your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. I've often wondered what the world would be like if rats were as big as cats, or if cockroaches were as big as a pet dog. Have you ever wondered what the world would be like? How your world would change? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond with a different perspective. It's not a nice thing to think about, is it? Just imagine a rat in your house the size of a cat, or a cockroach in your house, in your bedroom, the size of a dog. They'd be big and nasty and ugly and scary and frightening and very, very dangerous things to be around, wouldn't they? I mean, if a cockroach could be the size of a dog, imagine the power in its jaws. If cockroaches were as big as dogs, I think I'd have bars on my windows and doors. You'd have to, otherwise they'd be able to kill you. Okay, enough of that. Fortunately, God was smart enough to make sure that that wouldn't be the case. I know in some places rats are pretty big and ugly, and they can gang up on a cat or a dog, but in the main, God's put things in a pretty good order and perspective. He's created a pecking order in the animal kingdom that, by and large, makes it a pretty safe thing, although I know there are exceptions. I don't think I'd like to run into a grizzly bear in North America or a polar bear in the Arctic, for sure. But cockroaches, disgusting, disease-carrying though they are, fortunately are nice and small. Same with rats. They're manageable. I hope I haven't given anyone nightmares. Why are we talking about this stuff? Well, quite simply for this reason. Because this is exactly the sort of nightmare the devil wants you to believe. How so, you may well ask? Well, as we continue in our series called The Top 10 Lies the Devil Wants You to Believe, one of the big ones is that he is as big and as powerful as God. If that were true, imagine if the devil was as powerful as God, and what was really happening in this world was that the two of them were slogging it out to see who was going to win. If that were the case, well, you and I would just be like corks tossed around in a wild, stormy ocean. You and I would be completely out of control. Do we end up with eternal life, or is the devil going to win? It would be like letting a cockroach loose in your house that was the size of your pet dog. Actually, no, it'd be worse than that. It'd be like living in a cage with a cockroach and a dog fighting it out, not knowing how it was going to turn out, which one was going to win. Can you imagine? I mean, can you just imagine living your life like that? So why do so many people live their lives like that? Why is it that so many people believe in this Jesus and yet they live their lives in fear? They live their lives feeling condemned. They live their lives not really knowing in their heart of hearts whether they are forgiven, whether God does love them, whether they're blessed or cursed, free or chained, right with God or condemned by him. Why do people live like that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because someone has dropped this idea in their heads that the devil is just as strong and just as powerful as God, that life is really a battle between the two equal yet opposite forces of good and evil, God and devil. That view of the world is called dualism. Problem is, you won't find it anywhere in the Bible. It's just this idea, this false idea, this lie that someone has dropped on our heads. Gee, I wonder who that could have been. See, this is one of those lies that on the one hand, in the cold, hard light of day, you ask someone who believes in Jesus whether they believe this lie, and they'll tell you, no way. But come on, how often do we find ourselves living our lives as though it was true? How often have you struggled with a sin and thought to yourself, there's no way I'll ever overcome this one. I just have to live with it. I just have to accept that in this particular department of my life, the devil has won. Well, today we're going to deal with this lie once and for all. Are you ready? The well-accepted narrative of how the devil came into being comes to us through Isaiah chapter 14. It was actually written initially about the king of Babylon, but I and most others accept that this is the narrative of the devil's rise and fall, as it were. Have a listen. Isaiah chapter 14, beginning at verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn. How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the Mount of Assembly on the heights of Zaphon. I will ascend to the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to Sheol, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you and ponder over you. Isn't this the one who made the earth tremble and shook kingdoms, who made the world like a desert and overthrew its cities, who would not let his prisoners go home? All the kings of the nations lie in glory, each in his own tomb, but you are cast away, away from your grave like loathsome carrion, clothed with the dead, those pierced by the sword who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land, you have killed your people. Pretty picturesque language, isn't it? There it is. Satan's narrative from beginning to end. He sought to lift himself up to make himself equal to God. And as a result, he will be destroyed. That's his ultimate end, to be destroyed. Read the book of Revelation. He ends up with his demons in a lake of fire. An angel created by God who fell and has fallen to the depths of depravity because he sought to raise himself up to be equal with God. He tried to be the equal and opposite force and could not be. Sure, he's someone clever, someone wily, but someone who's living out his own lie. And he wants us to believe the same lie, that he is equal with God. He wants to perpetrate that lie in my life, and he wants to perpetrate that lie in your life. When Jesus sent 70 disciples out to do amazing things among the people, they came back just stunned at the power of God that they'd seen at work through them. Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 17, the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submitted to us." And Jesus said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you." Friend, that's the truth. It comes from Jesus' own mouth. When Jesus speaks, the devil has to submit, because Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus has the power and the authority. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 20. God put this power to work in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule, all authority, all power, all dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And as Paul writes elsewhere, Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, Jesus disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them at the cross. Friend, that's the truth. Jesus has won. The devil is a liar. The devil can never be equal to God because he is under the dominion of Jesus Christ, just like every other living thing. The devil believes his own lies, and he wants you and me to believe them too. Well, let's not. Let's choose not to believe them anymore. Any more than a cockroach the size of a dog. Any more than a rat the size of a cat. Because they're no more believable or plausible than that. The next time you feel defeated, the next time the devil's got you duped into believing that he's just as powerful as God again, the next time you can't see a way out, may the Holy Spirit remind you that we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. No matter how compelling, how convincing, how powerful a lie this lie may seem, a lie is a lie. And this one, that the devil is just as powerful as God, is just another lie in the devil's long list. Just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.